Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
Eight, ten, and your WGN morning quarantine is here for you. It's Bob Surratt, and over at Channel 9, let's check in with Dean Richards, get some entertainment news. Good morning, Dean. How you doing today?
Good morning. Doing well. Got a lot going on this morning.
Yes, I see your list here of entertainment headlines. You want to talk about, well, let's get this out of the way first. The Downer, another cancellation. When was Elton John's show supposed to be here?
Supposed to be June 19th and the 20th, and just a few minutes ago, we got a note from Elton John's camp that those two shows, the United Center shows, and all of the rest of the shows on the North American tour going up to July the 8th, all have been canceled now, because not canceled, but postponed because of the COVID-19 pandemic. They are saying that they want to try to reschedule these. They do not have rescheduled dates yet, but if you are holding tickets for Elton John's United Center shows for June 19th or 20th, they say to hold on to those tickets. When they do get a rescheduled date, your tickets will be good for those shows. If you want to, you know, refund on those, you have to get back to your point of purchase on that. But hopefully, the tour will continue at some point. He's trying to do his goodbye tour, his farewell Yellow Brick Road tour.
Right.
And this is between several postponements from Elton because of health concerns, and now this. This has not been the most successful farewell tour happen.
It's been so a long far. One.
It's taken longer than Cher's farewell tours.
What are the movie studios doing because of this? I mean, you know, there were some really good movies we were reading about, and I don't know if they finished production or if they're just going to hold off now till Christmas time. What have you heard?
Yeah, well, so they're all in wait-and-see mode. I saw before the pandemic, it was right at the beginning of the pandemic, because I went to New York. I saw Quiet Place 2. I interviewed John Krasinski and his wife, Emily, and we were kind of joking that, hey, we can't shake hands anymore. We can't touch anymore. And then everything blew up. So when Quiet Place 2 is going to happen, they have not set a new date yet. The new James Bond movie was supposed to be coming out like next month. That's been postponed for a year. In the Heights has been postponed for a year. Venom has been postponed for a year. The Tom Cruise Mission, next Mission Impossible movie, is just in limbo right now. They haven't said when that's going to be coming out. They're waiting to see what's going to happen with the movie theaters and whether or not people are going to be comfortable enough to go back into movie theaters, even with alternate seating, with social distancing in the theaters. Who knows if how quickly people are going to want to come back and see a movie in a theater, especially with Netflix doing so well.
Yeah.
Netflix and all the online platforms are, reporting, record-breaking subscriber levels. People are getting used to watching movies at home. I would argue, though, there is no substitute for watching a big movie on a big screen. Some movies, I don't know if the Downton Abbey movie, it added a lot seeing on a big screen. But, like the Avengers movies, this new Chris Hemsworth movie that's going to be coming out on Netflix tomorrow, that's probably would have been better on a big screen, there's something about seeing some movies on a big screen and getting that full visceral experience that cannot be replaced. Just that nobody knows whether or not people are going to want to go back into theaters for a very long time.
I think people are going to want to get out of the house. A lot of these theaters, though, they're going to be bankrupt. I mean, some will close permanently, won't they?
That's very true. I mean, there is some concern about the biggest movie chain in the country, the AMC theaters. Who had thought that they would be one of the ones that people are talking about may not reopen, but people are saying that about them. Some of the smaller ones, it's going to be tough for some of the smaller chains and definitely some of the independent film theaters. Who knows what's going to happen with some of these. I'm hoping that drive-in theaters make a comeback. I don't think we have too many left in the Chicago area anymore, but traditional drive-in theaters. But in some places around the world, I've seen in Italy and maybe in Japan, I thought I saw they were just projecting movies on the sides of buildings and playing the audio over radio frequencies so people could just, go set up a blanket, keep a safe distance, or sit in their cars and watch a movie on the side of a building and listen to the audio on their car radios or, on a portable radio that they might bring with them.
We were talking about drive-in movie theaters earlier. Illinois has 9 drive-in theaters still going, and many of them are opening with restrictions. But you're right; I think people will want to go there. You mentioned Chris Hemsworth. You talked to him recently, right?
Yeah, the other day we did a global Zoom call. He was at his home in Australia. His director, Tom Hargrave, was in his home in Los Angeles, and I was at my home. I'll be giving out the exact address, so anyone who wants to stop by later.
Good.
Yeah, you can just stop by. I make lunch around 12, 1 o'clock if you want to stop by right around then. But we did one of these Zoom calls, and we talked about his new movie that's called Extraction. It's a super, super high-energy film that's opening on Netflix tomorrow. But we talked about how the mighty Thor is faring during social isolation. Sam, you're in Los Angeles, right?
Yes, sir, I am. Yep, Los Angeles.
And Chris, where in Australia are we connecting with you?
Northern New South Wales, Byron Bay. Yeah.
So how has your social isolation been there?
Look, I feel fortunate to be in a small coastal town, and not in a city. I really feel for people locked in apartments, and densely populated places. So thankful for where we are. We're doing the usual thing that everyone's doing, and homeschooling kids, our kids, and trying to entertain them and keep them busy. And it's nice to taking a positive from it. For me personally, I'm enjoying being at home with the family. I've had so much travel over the last few years. It's kind of nice to be in one place and be still, be forced to be still for a minute is nice, and to reflect and look at what's important.
Trying to imagine what it's like to be homeschooled by the mighty Thor. How is it working out for you? How are you as a teacher of two 6-year-olds and a 7-year-old?
Yeah, I'm definitely not mighty at teaching. If I didn't have a huge amount of respect for teachers, it's even more so now.
Yeah, that's the credo of all parents right now who are homeschooling their kids, e-schooling. Teachers should get $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
That's what everybody is saying, even the mighty Thor.
We'll get to Springsteen and the Whitney Houston movie and more from Dean Richards in a second here. Let's check on traffic and first the weather. We've got a few clouds around. What's going on, Steve?
Yeah, and Bob, there's a 30% chance for scattered showers today as well, with a high near 59 and cooler by the lake. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low down to 40, and then tomorrow, partly sunny, another slight chance for showers and a high near 54, but again, cooler at the lakefront. This morning in Chicago, partly cloudy, 47 at O'Hare, 45 at the lakefront, and 49 at Midway.
And traffic is sponsored by Townstone Financial. Still have a rollover semi. It's on the ramp from LaGrange northbound to the outbound side of the Stevenson to watch for. Watch for an accident in Carroll Stream. It's at Kuhn and North Avenue. And in Lake Bluff, another crash, Route 176 eastbound at Green Bay Road. Traffic lights still malfunctioning in Wakanda at Fairfield and Bonner. I'm Mary Vandeveld from the IDOT Traffic Center, reminding you to drive responsibly. It really is a matter of life or death.
We're going to set aside the COVID-19 for a moment to talk about the 2020 Chicago Bears. Ed Obradovich, OB, will be here on Draft Day. Rokana 3. WGN.
Folks, when shopping for a home mortgage, how much is great service, low closing costs, and competitive interest rates worth to you? At Townstone Financial, it's priceless. Hi, Barry Sterner, founder of Townstone Financial. Let's hear about the Townstone experience from one of our customers.
My name is Deb, and I just closed on a house through Townstone Financial. Barry and Townstone make it so seamless. They did all the work for me. I didn't expect service like that. You know, I didn't have a large down payment. My credit wasn't pristine. That's one of the reasons I called Barry and Townstone, because I heard that they will go above and beyond to get you what you need. And don't be afraid to do it. It's easier than you think.
Remember, nobody values your home mortgage business more than Townstone. I guarantee it, and I own the company. So call me now, Barry Sterner, at 312-896-2110. That's 312-896-2110. Or go to townstone.com. That's TOWNSTONE.com.
Townstone Financial is licensed in Indiana, Michigan, Wisconsin, Florida. NMLS 136639. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. Equal housing lender.
I want to personally thank the brothers and sisters of Local 134 who continue to put Chicagoland's needs above their own by providing essential services to the people of Cook County and keeping hospitals, airports, and other critical facilities running smoothly. Every one of you are a vital part of Chicagoland's battle to end COVID-19's outbreak. COVID-19 has presented unique challenges, but you continue to step up. IBW Local 134's highest priority during these unprecedented and uncertain times remains ensuring the health and safety of our members. That is why I am continually in contact with our NECA contractors, general contractors, and city, county, and state officials to ensure the safest possible work environments are being provided, from increased hand washing stations to maintaining proper social distancing. This global pandemic has hit home in a very real way. Brothers and sisters, let's stay together. Let's stay strong. Let's stay 134 strong.
Businesses feeling the impact of COVID-19, WGN-TV wants to help, and you can too. Go to WGNTV.com/open and let Chicago know your favorite place is open for business.
It's 8:21. We're talking to Dean Richards. Is the Whitney Houston biopic a theatrical, supposed to be a theatrical release, Dean?
It will, yes. There have been some documentaries, but there really has not been the Whitney Houston story told on big screen. And yesterday, Clive Davis, who was Whitney Houston's longtime music producer, and also Whitney Houston's sister-in-law, the estate, the family, announced that they will be producing a film that will be titled I Want to Dance with Somebody. It'll cover her start in music through her death in 2012. It's going to be written by the same guy that wrote the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody. His name is Anthony McCartan. They have no dates on when filming will start, when this might be out yet. But yesterday they did announce it definitely got the green light. It's definitely going to happen.
Well, that's going to be a good one. I saw your clip on Channel 9 from Bruce Springsteen. That looked like a good show.
Yeah, there were a couple of good COVID-19 benefits last night. Seems funny to call, you know, these benefits for a pandemic good, but I got to say the entertainment quality of these shows, more than just somebody sitting at a piano, you know, poorly mic'd and you can barely hear them, is getting much, much better. Last night, one of the benefits was called Jersey for Jersey, and it brought together not only Bruce Springsteen, but other top stars from the Garden State in comedy. Jon Stewart was there. Whoopi Goldberg was there. In music, here's a little taste of who performed last night.
Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la, well, I'm in love with a Jersey girl. We'll pick it, I swear, yeah. We're living on a prayer.
Unplugged Jon Bon Jovi, along with Springsteen and his wife Patty, and the great Tony Bennett among the performers. Think of all the venues that Tony Bennett's performed in now. I mean, all the traditional kind of concert, but he was one of the first ones to do an MTV Unplugged, which was phenomenal. And now I think he's 94, 93, 94.
I saw the video. He looks fantastic.
He looks fantastic.
Yeah.
And he's in his house, you know, like all the other performers. They set up, you know, a live streaming performance for the great Tony Bennett, who just does not miss a step, no matter what he does.
Is that his son who's really guiding his career? Who made him kind of a hip guy again?
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. His son was the one that you know, said, "Hey, Dad, there's this thing called MTV that maybe you want to do something with." And I guess they just thought it would be a kooky thing to do to have Tony Bennett on there, but that turned out to be one of his biggest selling albums, his MTV Unplugged album, you know, which was him and a couple of acoustic instruments. And that, you know, that's all Tony Bennett needs. Anybody that's ever seen him in concert, you know, he doesn't need a huge orchestra behind him.
No, he doesn't. Who was on that BET benefit?
Everybody. It was amazing. Again, a lot of comedians. Anthony Anderson was one of the hosts. Regina King was one of the hosts. Dion Cole from Black-ish, who was, you know, from Chicago. He was hilarious on the show last night. One of my favorite parts, and I just regret that it wouldn't make any sense to play the cut on the radio because it's all visual, but John Legend, in a full giant Afro wig, hosted the first virtual Soul Train line. Remember how they used to do that Soul Train line on the show where there'd be, you know, two rows of kids and then a couple would dance in the middle of them and, you know, do their best steps. They did a virtual version of that that's on YouTube. Definitely worth seeing. It's really fun. But one of the most goosebump-inducing performances last night, they were talking about the pandemic and how it is hitting African-American communities harder than any other community around the United States, and especially in this city that Alicia Keys sings about. Amazing. She's just absolutely amazing.
Yeah.
She was singing, and then they interspersed doctors and experts and people who are COVID-19 positive to talk about their experience and what's going on in New York and their affection and their affection and love of New York. But Alicia Keys, here's another one, doesn't need a lot of embellishment with her performances. Alicia Keys sitting at a piano. That's all you need in life.
Yeah, right? And I love that song. I wish it was about Chicago.
Me too.
But what a great song.
Me too. Me too.
All right, it's the entertainment update from Dean Richards. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.